Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my delight and my pleasure to be with you. It is Thursday night, and our show starts at 8:30. We did have a little bit of technical difficulty tonight, but you know, that kind of thing happens when you're live and on the air. So we are just happy that everything is up running smoothly. We hope that you enjoy the show tonight and that you will tune in again next week at Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on every Thursday. If this is your first time visiting the show, thank you so very much. And if you are a listener of the show on a regular basis, thank you as well. We look forward to being in your presence each and every Thursday night. It is exciting for me. I hope it's exciting for you. When you get the opportunity to listen to the show, give me feedback. Thank you so very much for your input and all the kind of things that you have to say. I am always intrigued by the number of people that are listening to the show because when you're on the radio, primarily you don't get an opportunity to see who's looking at you or who's listening to you. But because of great technology that they have here at Blog Talk, we are able to keep a running track of who's listening and who's not. So if you're a first-time listener, please come back again and tell somebody about the show on every Thursday night from 8:30 to 9 p.m. To call in tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. And if you are listening in archive, which is any other time other than Thursday at 8:30, then you can call me at 757-567-6734. I am always, always glad to hear from you and love talking to you and getting to know you better as the listening audience. And you may have questions for me as well. So thank you so very, very much. Tonight we're going to talk about seven successful secrets. Now, why did I say that? Because most people have their own little thing that they go by, and they're reading books and how to be successful and how to find their purpose and find their mission. But tonight, I wanted to just give you some of the things that have helped me along the way, and I hope that they'll be helpful for you as well. So, get your paper and pencil ready, because you're going to be getting tips from the director of Issues Concerning Women, which is me, Francine Humphrey, and we haven't met. Please, I would love to meet you and chat with you and find out more about you and your business. A lot of the people that listen to my show are business owners as well and other radio hosts. So I thank you so very, very much. So we'll be right back in a moment to start Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. So hang on, get your paper and pencil, and we'll be right back. For holding, and thank you for staying with us for Issues Here, Issues Concerning Women. The song you're listening to is called Day by Day. It is an instrumental by Narzee, and that is our pretty much our mantra that we do, you know, do what we need to do day by day to get what we need and prepare for what's happening on today and looking forward to tomorrow. We have no expectations of tomorrow because we don't know what tomorrow may bring, but we always have expectations that every day will be a wonderful day. I was talking to a colleague of mine today, and he said to me, he was like, you always seem so happy. Well, you know, even though I'm going through a lot of personal things, I have to be happy, one, because I woke up this morning, and two, I'm still here. If I get another opportunity to do the things that I want to do, and looking at our lives and looking at where we are, my colleague had an accident this week, right after Memorial Day weekend, and it just, you know, heightens your sense of urgency to do what you need to do. And I really believe that's true for the person that was actually in the accident, and even for me, because it lets us see that life is too short, that in a moment's notice you could be gone and or unable to do the things that you want to do because you may be incapacitated and not have the ability or be out of commission for a while. But praise God that he is okay. And he is moving forward with his life, doing some of the things that he really enjoys doing. And that's what we have to do. So when I talk about being successful, successful people and individuals mean different things. Some people think of success as being rich and having a lot of money. I think of being successful as doing all the things that I want to do in my life, and the money will follow. And I'm, you know, always, always excited, always expecting something great to happen, always knowing that today I get another opportunity through God's grace and his continuous mercy to do the things that I love to do. I hope that you are inspired by the show and by some of the things that we have brought to you over the months. And I've been on air since 2004. And I can't believe it sometimes when I think about how it has transpired and different things have happened. I am looking forward to doing local radio again as well, so stay tuned for that, and I will let you know when that's going to happen. So if you're ready, let's get started on our seven soulful secrets, and that's what I named them. And the reason why, because everybody, again, has their own purpose. They have their own mission. And we all have to mind our own missions, because I can't tell you what's going to work for you. I can only tell you what I know that works for me, and maybe it will be something that will work for you. When we talk about purpose, we talk about planning and persevering and following your personal mission, and that's number one on my list. Knowing what you want to do and planning for it each day, getting up in the morning, doing affirmations, knowing what you want to do today, asking God, you know, how can I be of service to somebody else? Because I'm going to tell you, that is one of the greatest secrets of success. If you are not focused on self and focused on others, the other things are going to come. I'm telling you, I know that I'm richly blessed by what I do, and I don't do it for any accolades or anybody to give me a pat on the back. I do it because that is my mission in life, and it is to serve, and especially being in the ministry, because we know that's what we're there for. And if you have forgotten, if you're a minister or a leader on your own business, if you're not in the serving business, then you're probably in the wrong business, because if you cannot serve, you cannot lead, you know, and it's just a given fact. If you always are worried about self, 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 then you're always going to be by yourself. You're never going to get what you really want. Yes, you will have some measure of success, because if you're going to be persevering and be diligent each and every day, things are going to happen, and that's just the law of the land. But if you are not sharing with others and trying to serve in some capacity, then you're going to miss out. It saddens me when I look at people that have so much to give, but they are so self-centered that they don't ever want to share what they have with somebody else. And that's very sad for me, because I have so much compassion for people and what we can do to help each other. And if you would just open up your heart and open your mind and be open to it, we can get so many more things done. I look at each and every situation as it comes across my desk, and because I am in coaching, you know, in counseling and consulting, and I have to take those situations as individual circumstances and break them down and try to figure out how I can best serve in the community. My hands are sometimes tied because the person who needs help, I cannot help them because they're not really willing to help themselves. And we talked about this on yesterday. I was having a conference with somebody on the phone, and we were talking about we go to these meetings and social networking groups and conferences and workshops and all the things that, you know, we have available to us. And let's say you go to a conference on Friday and Saturday, and it was wonderful and it was awesome, and you got good word, you got good teaching. But on Monday, you go right back to doing what it was that you said you weren't going to do over the weekend. And why is that? And I had to bring to my own realization that sometimes people like being where they are. And I know that doesn't sound very positive, especially since I'm the positive queen, you know, and I'm always talking about, you know, move forward and day by day, and it's a wonderful day, and I'm so excited. But it's the truth, and I'm a truth teller, so I have to tell the truth. Some people are where they are because they're most comfortable there. And if you take them out of their comfort zone, you're going to have a problem and an issue. But I said all that to say this. If you have a purpose and if you have a plan and you're minding your own mission, then you're going to get to where you need to be, because I don't have the secret really to anything other than what works for me. And I have to let you know how I work it, and then you decide for yourself what you want to do. I can give you a perfect example. I own several businesses, as you might know, and I was called to someone's home to help them organize for an event that they were having. And the woman was fine with me until she found out I was in the ministry. And then she began to panic. And I told her, I didn't come to her house to judge her. I came to help her. I was sent there and recommended and referred by someone because they knew that she needed help, and they also knew that I was the person that could give her help. She was so distraught that I had to send her out to the dollar store to pick up a few things, a few baskets, so to help her get organized and give her opportunity to pull herself together. Because once she found out that I was in the ministry, she felt a sense of shame. And I understand that, but it took me a while to grasp hold to that. And I believe that's what happens a lot when we're doing the workshops and the conferences, and it's okay as long as the leader or the speaker for that day is up on the platform. And they're just giving you information, and you're processing it, but there's no follow-up on Monday after the weekend conference, because that would mean that you would have to get one-on-one with that particular person or someone else in that group and, you know, kind of put your stuff out there. And some people are not ready for that. And I know that that is a spirit, and the devil is a liar. So what I want you to do from this day forward is not be afraid to speak to someone in authority or someone who is in a leadership position, because we are there to serve you. When we are given the opportunity to be on the platform and to serve, it is our greatest privilege. And most leaders that I know are so humble that they are willing to help you one-on-one, but you have to want it beyond the weekend conference or the workshop. On Monday, you have to reach out to someone in the group or one of the leaders to get the help that you need. And some people don't do that because it's just easier to go back to doing what you were doing before and be in your comfort zone. So I'm challenging you tonight to step out of your comfort zone and to do something different. And that was our first little tidbit today about purpose and plan and persevering. Number two is to release your best. And what I mean by that is to look at who you are, because I'm not you, so I don't know what you need. Only you know what you need. And be the best that you can be at what it is that you want to do, because I may not think that something is great for you, but you know that it is because I don't know you that well. So if it's working for you and it's great for you, be the best at it that you can be. And that's number two. Number three is relaxation. Once you have decided that you're going to do something and you're going to step out of your comfort zone. You're going to not stress about it anymore, because a lot of times we don't do something because it is something that we normally would not do, or it is like moving to the next level. And sometimes we get so stuck in where we are that we can't relax and actually move forward without feeling all of that stress and, you know, thinking, you know what, it just would be easier for me to continue doing what I'm doing. So we need to move past that. So that's number three, relax, move forward in whatever it is you want to do, take it to the next level. It's just no more than just writing out the goals and setting some new goals for the future and knowing what you want to do. Number four is positivity. You have to clean up your life and get rid of all the things that are making you have these negative vibes around you, these negative feelings, negative people around you. Maybe you work from home part-time and you still work in your full-time job and you have an office at home. And you need to be in a positive environment. So that means that there may be some things that you need to do that you have not done to get you from being in that negative zone to the positive zone. Talking to your family about how many hours you need to spend in your home office. Or if you work outside of the home, also communicating that with your family, because communication is the key to being successful in anything that we're doing, whether it's your home, your business, your ministry, whatever it is. Having that family presence around you, and especially if you're married and you have children, you have to make time for your spouse and for your family. Now, if you're single, then you pretty much have your own schedule, but then you need to schedule in your social time, because you do need time to socialize and to do the things that you want to do and go to your meetings and just be around other positive people. Let the negative Nellies go. Number five, your health, your ultimate health. If you're not healthy, if you're not feeling well, then you're not going to be good at anything that you're trying to do, because you're going to be having things in your way. If you need healing, you need to pray for that. If you're stressed out, you need to take care of that. Some stress is good, as we know, because it gets us going and doing things. But if your mind is fogged, and we talk about the mind and balancing what we need to do and setting time for ourselves and being healthy and exercising, I'm going to start hula hooping, and I'm hoping that some of you would join me if you're here in Hampton Roads, because I need to stay healthy, and I need to do things that make me want to exercise and make me want to, you know, bust that sweat so that I can be healthy and get my pores cleaned out. And it's summertime, and we need to work on our skins, ladies and gentlemen, not just the ladies, the men too. We need to wear sunblock. Even if you are darker skin, you need to wear sunblock as well, because I notice that more I age, the more spots that I get on my skin, and that's because of the sun. And so we can't tolerate as much sun the older that we get. So wear your sunscreen and your moisturizers, even if you're a darker skin tone. You must do that as well, because if you don't, you're going to start to see your little liver spots and your little dark spots and their aging spots, and you don't want to do that. You want to look as good as you can, as long as you can. So if you nip them in the bud, you'll be able to have that smooth, clean face and shoulders. You know, summertime, ladies, and we're going to wear our horses and our little T-straps, you know, but you don't want to have the dark spots on your skin. So be in good health. Number six, your spirituality. You must develop and maintain your connection with your higher being, and whatever that is for you, if it's God, then that's great, because I do believe in our Lord and Savior. You may not, but that's fine. So whatever you believe in, get in touch with that. Be in touch with your spiritual self. Do the things that make you feel good, and incorporate your spirituality each and every day, because this is so important. This will also help you with your health and your positivity, because all these things that I've just listed go together. I want you to think about what I'm saying. It's not that, again, that I'm trying to tell you what to do. I'm just trying to get you to start thinking about who you are as an individual, help you to see that maybe there are some things that you can change and to make your life better, because that's what it's all about, serving others, and doing what we need to do to stay healthy, wealthy, and wise. Number 7 is your self-esteem. Boost your self-esteem and create great, loving, healthy relationships. If you're married and, you know, and marriages do go rocky every now and then, but that's a part of being married. You don't, everything's not going to be smooth sailing. It's not going to all be good and gravy every day, but work on your relationship and work on yourself first, and then you'll be able to better work on your relationship. If you need counseling, you need to seek counseling on your own or as a couple. I suggest that if you are married that you do it as a couple. Don't go outside of the marriage. If you can help go together and develop that esteem, self-esteem for the relationship. If you are single and you need help with your self-esteem issues, there are many groups that you can join and be active in your community, be active in your social life. Make sure that you are doing things that are healthy for you and that make you feel good. You know, going for walks and phone conversations with people that care about you, positive people, making sure that you're doing, you're socializing. And it is summertime, so more things will be going on and more events will be happening. You need to keep up with what's happening out in your community. You, I know you don't want to go out every night probably, but just set aside one day a week where you can do something for yourself that is just for you and that's just for fun. I know that you work hard, we should play hard as well, and that's something that I'm adamant about. So I talk about that all the time. So I hope that the show tonight has been an inspiration to you, and I wanted to just talk about some of the things that I feel are my soulful secrets, you know, as I say, and they're the 7 of them, that we have purpose, that we release our best, we have relaxation and be stress-free as much as we can, be positive, take care of your health, your spiritual side, your spiritual man needs to be taken care of as well, and your self-esteem, and be in healthy relationships. Be around people that are positive and mean you well. I thank you again for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I know that was a mouthful for tonight, but I'm sure that it will help somebody. I know that my voice goes all over the world, places that I cannot go and places that I may never see. But I just am so thankful for the opportunity that I have to come before you each week and to offer a part of myself, because all these things that I've given to you tonight, they are a part of me. There are things that I do, things that I look forward to. I'm not rushing tomorrow, but I am so excited about my life today, and I just wanted to share that with you, and I hope that you can share it with someone else. So next Thursday, I will be back at 8:30 p.m., and I look forward to hanging out with you on Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. We are looking forward to some wonderful things that are coming up this year, and I am excited about everything that I'm doing. I'm excited about you and you hanging out with me and you sending me questions and wanting to be a part of Issues Concerning Women. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Go to our Facebook page, Issues Concerning Women on Facebook. And we also have Gmail. If you want to email me, icwdirector@gmail.com. And we also have Issues Concerning Women website, so you can go there as well. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful Thursday. Stay cool because it is hot. God bless you, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye.